It's Friday night at 6 p.m., and you're tuned in to the only radio station in the country that lets a teenager run the show. Live and in color, it's Teens on Air. I'm Andrew Caravella in the control room. We now go to Studio Z with our star, teen sensation, Zach Callison. Take it away, Zach.
On air. I just want to say thank you guys for joining us tonight. I'm really, really excited. This is actually my very first radio show, and, you know, it's weird. I think Andrew just said I'm in color, but we're on radio, not TV, but I don't think anyone explained that concept to him, so we're going to get him some help. Everything's good. So, like I said last week, if you tuned in, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things on the show. We've got charities, news, a peek into my very busy and crazy mixed up life, because as some of you might know, I'm an actor by day, student by night, and at one time, I was a former superhero in the DC universe. If you're a follower of my work, you might get that one. So, tonight we're going to be doing one of my favorite segments that we've come up with, and I think you guys are really going to like it. It's called the Z-Pod Top 5. Pretty much, I, like a lot of you, I get tired of listening to the same 9 or 10 songs on the radio all the time. So, all throughout this episode tonight, we're going to drop 5 brand new indie artists and play their songs for you guys. Sound good? I hope so. All right. So that being said, talking about music, we have 4 huge celebrities on the show tonight. They're a music group. They're all brothers. And the best part, it wasn't even hard to get them on the show because we all have the same school tutor. I'm kidding. Right from the heart of L.A., I have the Ochoa boys joining me on the show. But until we get them on, I'm going to get the Z-Pod running and give you guys some music. And number 5 this week, it's called Streets of Gold by Max Schneider. Got quite a voice. That was Max Schneider at number 5 with Streets of Gold. He has a YouTube channel you guys should check out. Everything he releases is killer. So one of the things I want to mention, since we have a little break here, now that I have my own radio show, I figured it's a good time to mention, I do have a Twitter. I need you guys to go on Twitter right now and give me a follow and tell all your friends to follow me. It's at Zach Callison. That's just my name, and it's spelled Z-A-C-H-C-A-L-L-I-S-O-N. So right now we're actually going to take a quick commercial break, and while we're doing that, I'm going to tweet some of you new fans that are following me, and I'll be back real soon. Stand by, you guys.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So, as you just heard, this is actually the newest show on all Easy Way Broadcasting and of Block Talk Radio. My name is Zach Callison. I'm going to be your host during this crazy adventure. And some of you might recognize my voice. I play a character on Cartoon Network's Steven Universe. I am, in fact, the Steven Universe. I'm also, in fact, a real 16-year-old boy, because a lot of people don't realize that kids and teens can also do cartoon voices, but I am living proof of that, something I really have a passion for and have a great time doing. So anyways, getting back to the show, the Ochoa boys are waiting right now in the green room. They're going to be out in a few minutes, but before they do, we got to get back to my Z-Pod. Coming in at number 4 this week, this is L.A. rocker chick Diamante with the song Savage. Enjoy. Diamante with the song Savage. Now, she just performed a show last week at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood for a show called Cinco, and I had the pleasure of being there. She put on an amazing show with her band, and I'm a sucker for anything rock-related, and it was a really, really strong show. Now, speaking of Cinco, our guest today on the show actually performed both nights of the event. With me now are 4 guys who have grown up in the young Hollywood scene with me. I got Ryan, Robert, Raymond, and Rick. And they've all got their start not in music, but in acting, actually. So Ryan just wrapped the 3rd season on Disney's Pair of Kings, and him and his brothers are here today to share their journey with all of you. And ladies and gentlemen, it's L.A.'s newest and hottest music group on the scene, none other than the Ochoa Boys. How you doing?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey!
Man, thanks for having us, Zach.
No problem, man. Any time for you guys. You guys are awesome. So,
boys, are
let's
you talk
about. Sorry.
Of course, man. Good.
So let's talk about how did you guys start out as a band? I know your brothers, and where did this idea come from?
So, actually, you know, Ryan being on Disney, you know, Ryan was a. It's always like one of those things, you know. All the Disney kids end up doing music, you know. So Ryan always had that opportunity, you know, you want to do music, and he was never interested in it. He was just all about acting. He just, like, you know, I just want to be an actor, just like that. But then finally, right before he finished his 3rd season of Pair of Kings, you know, we started talking about it more and, you know, being inspired by LMFAO, Eminem, you know, we just had that feel. We're like, you know, we actually want to do music, but Ryan's like, you know, let's only do it if we're doing it together as a group and as brothers. So, well, you guys have anything to say?
Bobby, you hit it spot on, bro. Yeah, no, you know, I always wanted to do
nailed
something
it.
With them together, so Raymond's like, nailed it. Yeah, we always wanted to do something together from, like you said, you know, we're actors, so it was definitely like an acting passion at first. Like, you know, we wanted to do a show or a movie or something, so we even started writing stuff, but then we're like, hey, look, you know, music is something that we could do, like, right now. Like, it's something that we could, you know, we're here, we're ready, we're dedicated, and we have the passion for it. So, and let's not do something that we don't, you know, we don't like and we don't enjoy. Let's do music that we would like to listen to and that we think other people would like to listen to. And when you go to a party, you like to listen to dance music. We love rapping. We're inspired by Eminem and LMFAO, like Bobby said. So it's just right there, and we just started making music with our dad in our house. What's up, Ray?
Beastie Boys, bro. You forgot them.
Yeah, Beastie Boys. My bad. See, this is what we all like. You know, we all tag each other off. Yeah. So, you know, Beastie Boys, and then
it was just right there.
We started making music in our studio.
It certainly shows when you guys perform live. You guys have a real passion for it, and you put on an amazing live show. So, speaking of shows, do you guys have any more coming up?
Yeah, we have Ochoa, which is, we actually did it last year, and it was for a school kind of thing, and then it actually has been getting bigger, like, every year, so we're doing another one, and like the McLean sisters and all them are going to perform too, so we're excited for that.
You know what?
Yep.
I think we actually have two tickets to give away to Ocella. Let's send it up to Andrew in the control room for details. Yeah, we do, man.
Steven Universe's very own Zach Callison and the Ochoa Boys want to send you to the very first Ocella music concert ever. Now, on Saturday, May 31st in Oak Park, California, you can see the Ochoa Boys along with other Radio Disney artists perform live. Tickets won't last much longer, so let Teens on Air send you. All you have to do is answer this one question about Cartoon Network's Steven Universe and win your lucky ticket to this concert on May 31st. Here's the question. Now, Zach Callison plays the character of Steven in Steven Universe. What does Steven Universe have in his belly button? To submit your answer, go to Facebook now and like the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page. Letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page. Once you hit like, type your answer on the Easy Way wall for a chance to win your free ticket to Ocella on May 31st at Oak Park High School Pavilion. The question again is, what does Steven Universe have in his belly button? I'm Andrew Caravella from the Studio Z Control Room. Let's go back to Studio Z for Teens on Air with Zach Callison and the Ochoa Boys.
I know.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. So my next question for you guys is, so when it comes to writing your own music, do you write your own raps or do you have a team of people to help you? What do you guys do for that?
I'm the mastermind behind it, Rick, right?
Okay, so because we know there's a bunch of lies about to happen. I'll just answer.
We all know the truth. Go ahead, Rick. You can tell them the truth.
Yeah, whatever helps you sleep at night, Ryan.
Okay, who's answering this? Can it be me?
Go ahead, bro.
Okay, so who writes the music? We don't work with a team. Sometimes, like, we did a collab with Tenton, and he did, like, partial writing, like, for some of his stuff. But mainly when it's like an Ochoa Boys song, it's Ricky does all the writing for all the verses. And here and there, Bobby's done a few songs for his verses. But mainly overall is Ricky. And can I just tell you, Ricky, you're doing a fine job.
And then I come in and start chopping it up.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, but we all do it together, though. Like, in the end, like, you know, I do mostly write the raps. But, you know, then, like, you know, as a chorus thing, that's the most catchiest part of the song. So we actually go in there and, like, you know, I might even do a rough idea. And then, you know, I have them all pitch their idea in because it is their song, too, you know. So, but it's
cool,
fun.
Cool.
Like, you know, in Night You Won't Forget, it says, Dance, Dance, Hypnotic Trance. Yeah, that was all me, baby.
You got to get some credit for you, man.
Yeah, I'm getting all of it.
And that's
all
right.
So, out of all the people you guys have collaborated with so far, who is probably the biggest celebrity that you guys have had the privilege of working with as the Ochoa Boys?
Well, we all honestly, like, you know, our style is, like, a lot different from people. Like, people like to, they might like to listen like that, our style of music, but, you know, they want to come in and be singers and all that stuff. So, you know, we haven't really collabed with that many people. We've only collabed with two people, and we recently just did our second one, but we first collabed with the Dolls, and it was an awesome track. It was these group of girls, and they actually, our choreographer, Shane Sparks, he actually was working with them, and he knew that we, like, did the kind of same style of music, and we like to rap, so the track ended up awesome. The girls were singing on the track, and then we actually rapped. And
we
then,
rapped on dubstep.
Yeah, and then
nice.
And then just recently we, you know, we talked to Kenton, you know, we were really close to Kenton Duty, and, you know, he's like, yeah, man, we got to get in the studio, and we're like, well, man, don't threaten us with a good time, you know, like, let's do this, whatever. So then he was serious about it, and next thing you know, I was with Kenton, and we were writing the next song, and it turned out, and it's an awesome track, which we got to perform for the second day of Cinco, and, you know, Kenton's singing on it, and he has a verse on there, and it's a lot of fun, you know, like, it's a lot of fun because we don't sing, so to hear, you know, us team up and know that
yeah.
that we can work with other people, too, is, you know, I think shows us that we're good artists, too, as, you know, as a group, so...
Because
yeah,
you know, because when Eminem and Katy Perry and Rihanna are ready to get some rappers, they can listen to these songs and like, oh yeah, the Ochoa Boys are good.
Yeah, and they haven't. We actually haven't released it yet, but we also did a collab with Rashawn Fagan. I don't want to pronounce it wrong, but yeah, from Shake It Up, as well as Kenton from Shake It Up. So, and that song's incredible too. Gosh, it's really good.
I can't wait to hear it, man.
Oh yeah, they're still in the process of probably getting another girl on the track to sing it too, but it's like us, Rashawn. It's really cool. So yeah, we're excited about that one.
So I've actually got a question for Ryan. Let's talk about Hurricanes a little bit. I know you guys just rapped, and how was that experience? What was it like to rap on the show, and what are your final thoughts on it?
Rap, like, you know, like finish the show?
Yeah.
First of all, just in general, the show was such a, you know, amazing experience and opportunity. I mean, it opened so many doors. Like, you know, I give, you know, 99% of you know, the credit to Parakings and, you know, the people that I met and the, you know, just the doors and opportunities that it opened for me and, you know, now all my brothers, because, you know, without the show, after the show, it really helped me and my brothers as a group, like just starting out, because, you know, like for the average group just starting out, it's, you know, they're trying to get their recognition, but, you know, we already had that, you know, we already had a decent fan base to start off with, but, you know, that, you know, of course, as a group, it's still like, you're still trying to build, you know, a fan base as the Ochoa Boys. So, and we're still continuing to, you know, pursue that. So that's cool. But I mean, other than that, the show was amazing. The cast was the best. You know, we all still keep in contact, and it was fun. I loved my character. I loved going to set every single day, and you know, I have so many memories from the show that, you know, I'll never forget. So it was awesome.
That's awesome. So I got another question for all of you guys. Do you guys have any crazy fan stories as of yet?
Yeah, dude, Raymond just got kissed, man. It was crazy.
Well, one time Ryan, like, came crying to me because he was, like, my biggest fan, but...
No,
you know what,
Ryan? You have to keep it in anymore. You can tell the people.
We gotta hold on for a second. Andrew just told me that number 3 on the top 5 is ready. We're gonna do that right now, and I'll be right back with the Ochoa Boys. Coming in at number 3 this week on the Z Pod is none other than the Ochoa Boys with their newest single,
"Woo!
Like You Won't Forget."
Yeah,
you're listening to the Z on it.
R and S.
Invade at night, yeah, extra bright, check us out, we just might be the group you like.
Hip-hop hype, ever heard? We created it to excite.
Hit the floor,
here we go,
gonna party like LMFAO.
Light your glow sticks and your party water. You think your system's up, we'll crank ours up louder. DJ blast it, beat out loud.
Turn it up,
I say we shut this place on down.
Like.
Radio Z for Teens on Air. My name is Zach
Calvin.
Night You Won't Forget. Yes, you were. So,
hey, guys,
make
were
sure
you guys
doing don't...
the choreography?
Were you guys dancing?
I was doing
the
choreography.
All right, so excuse my lame pun, but make sure you guys don't forget to go pick that song up. Where can people go?
Oh, that was good, Zach.
I see what you did there.
So where can your fans go get that song if they're interested?
Man, where can they not get that song? That song is all over the radio now.
Thanks to Teens on Air. No, actually, you know, we're still working on a full album, and we have enough for a mini EP. We have about a total. We probably have 12, 13 songs, but we're still in the midst of putting together an album, and it'll be on iTunes eventually soon. But we're still trying to work on the tracks, that we want to release and everything. But right now we're all about performing and still, getting our music out there. That's our main thing. So and music videos. So, that's in the works too.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. I was wondering, I wanna ask you guys something. Would you guys be willing to stick around after we play our countdown and we finish it on the Z Pod? We would love to have you guys talk to some of the fans live here in the studio. I think I have the power to extend the show for you guys. Andrew said I could do that, so stick around, everybody. After we play the number one song in the countdown, I'm going to give you the exclusive Teens on Air number. You guys can call in and talk to the Ochoa Boys live on the radio.
Well, before you start jumping to conclusions, I'm going to say yeah.
All right, cool. Glad to hear it. So I think I heard something before we played your song there about a fan story that involved somebody trying to get kissed. Tell me about it.
You go ahead, Ray.
Wait, what? Say that again? I didn't hear.
You were saying something about the kiss.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I was kidding, but...
Go ahead, Ryan.
Let me just tell you guys that you said you wanted a fan story, and this is exactly what they're going to give you, a fantasy story. This is exactly...
Yeah, it's a fantasy story. Bobby, tell them what happened the other day.
Actually, I have one. When you just played a Night You Won't Forget, and what I was thinking is the debut of that song, we actually did it at the Queen Mary on December 31st of last year.
Nice.
And it's funny because I have a fan story that I actually won't forget, and we had it. You get it? I kind of tied in the song there, too.
Bobby, dude, you're just on fire
anyway,
right now, bro.
Yeah, we did it.
We actually just started performing, right? And we opened up with Explode. And I guess some fans were coming down the street and they were parking still. And they were like, no, don't go on. Don't perform yet. Don't perform. So, but we were already starting, right? We started Explode. We're in the middle of our song.
But our music was bumping that loud that they heard it from the parking lot.
Exactly. And what they told me after is they said that they were actually running down the parking lot singing our songs with us until they made it to the crowd. And it was like, oh, man, that's... That's a great story.
That's awesome, man.
Those dedicated fans.
Huh. Yep.
I'm sure some of those guys
where...
are listening right now. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. I hope so. Exactly. I have a good one too. I always talk about it, but I actually was in the mall. I was in my favorite store. We were with it was all of us, and we were with a few of our friends. And these two girls came in. Well, there was three of them at first. They all came in, got some pictures. I was talking to them. Then they left, and two of them came back, and one of them was like, yeah, I was there to do this, and she started singing Call Me Maybe. She sang the whole song, and at the very end, she's like, so here's my number, so call me maybe, and she handed me her number, and then, just booked it out the door. And I was like, I seriously, it was within a blink of an eye, I couldn't even, say thank you. I was, yelling, thank you, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. It was super awesome. And, I mean, I still talk
that's
about
a,
it. I tweeted
that's
it that
a bold
day.
Move. That's
yeah, it was,
cool.
That was great. Hey, but I remember it, and I'll never forget it.
There's another one,
man,
that
we are
just happened
it with
to
the
us.
Puns tonight.
I know. They're all so right. Funny, huh? Yeah.
So my next question. My next question, on a slightly more serious note than Call Me Maybe, I want to discuss with you guys something about humility. So the reason for this is because, just like you guys, I'm in the business, and we don't really win every time we audition or we do a show. That being said, there's a lot of kids listening right now who are aspiring to do the things that we're doing right now in L.A. So can you tell us a time where maybe it all went wrong on stage or you guys had an embarrassing moment that maybe you reflected on or you learned from something from?
I'll get this one for you. We actually did a show in New York, and I guess what our signature is that, you know, we hype people up and just our energy is what got us to the show. But we actually, you know, we went all the way out to New York, we traveled out there, and, you know, we even had one of our biggest, you know, fans who's followed from Canada, Team Ochoa, Evelyn. She actually came down and she took like 10 hours to come see us and all that stuff. But we had a show in New York with, we were on the tour with Midnight Red, and basically went up the stage, and we had our first song came up, our first song was fine, and then from there on out, I mean, literally, this is what bonded us as a group, and, like, you know, from here on that, like, when little minor things happen, they don't even affect us, like, you know, just, because there's always a problem somehow, but literally, just the songs kept cutting out, the mics, and we literally looked at each other, and we just, like, almost like we didn't know what to do, but we just kept going on with our show. And, you know, obviously, you know, fans know that there's sometimes technical difficulties and whatever, but it was almost so embarrassing, you know, like, because, you know, it was our first time in New York performing and it just went south. But, you know, our energy literally, you know, I guess saved us, and we ended up walking with actually one of our biggest fan crowds that night, you know, so
that's
it
awesome.
Went both ways that night. But yeah,
it's good that you guys learned from that.
Go ahead.
I was saying because I was like, you know, we didn't stop, like, you know, like Rick said about our energy, and we kept going. We didn't let, you know, for example, we were premiering our newest song at the time was Crank It Up. It was, you know, the first time performing it, and like the opening is da-na-na-na-na. It literally opened with like da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It like five times.
Oh,
and
man.
That's like what we were going through. But, you know, we just like let it go until, you know, until it started. And I mean, thankfully, like, you watch it back, like, on videos. I mean, there's so many videos from New York, from that show. And, like, honestly, I mean, you can kind of see minor stuff, but really it's not actually that bad. Like, you know, if we would have let it get to us and you know, just, like, gave up, then it would have been really bad. But, like, you can, I mean, you know, people watch it like, okay, now since they're talking about it, I see. But, like, if you would have just watched it, like, as a viewer, you really can notice,
yeah.
Like us, obviously we could because we're performers. But, I mean, that's like another
message. I'm
going
to have to cut you off real quick.
Hey,
we got to take a commercial break right now. Sorry, man. We're live with you, Show Boys. We're gonna be right back.
Rambling is what was happening.
you guys will be back after the commercial break. See you in a minute.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right. Welcome back to Teens on Air. I'm Zach Callison, your host. I got the Ochoa boys in the studio with me. Before we wrap this interview up, let's bring you to number two on our Z-Pod countdown. Here's Trevor Page at number two with Dancing on the Edge. All right, guys, We are winding down for our very first episode of Teens on Air this week. Now, I wanted to just say thank you to the Ochoa boys, and I've actually got a little treat for you guys. We're going to have open the phone lines right now. You guys can call in and talk to me and the Ochoa boys live on air. The phone number I'm going to give you for the station is as follows, 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. Lines are open. Now, we're going to play the Z-Pod number one for the week. You guys can call in during that. Now, this comes from his latest album, Where to Land. This guy's name is Travis Garland with Modern Life. Guys, that was Modern Life by Travis Garland. I want to thank you guys for listening to Teens on Air this week. Now, we are officially in overtime with the Ochoa boys, and they are also officially taking your calls right here live from Studio Z. To call in, the number again is 914-338. Yeah, 914-338-1303. And I believe we have a caller on the line. Put him on. Anybody there? Hey there. What's your name?
You can also tell me Christian Bonner from South Texas.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Say that again for me.
Christian Mora from South Texas.
Oh, hey, Christian. I just saw you on Twitter. What's up, man?
Nothing much, but I've been listening in on the show, and sorry if I'm cutting you off right now, because I kind of have to talk into my phone without having it on my ear. For some reason, it's messing up. But
hey, man,
my question for the Ochoa Boys. Oh, sorry.
No, this is a slight delay. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. My question for the Ochoa Boys is, do you produce your own music? And if you do, do you have anybody that helps you with it? And who covers the cost? Do you do that yourself? And as far as now has gone, your careers, are you just getting heard, getting your word out through word of mouth and performances and Twitter and other social media sites, or is there anything else?
Well, when we actually started, we like we said, it was just actually like, hey, you want to do this? And our dad used to DJ, so we started producing some of our own music for a while. And then, you know, like it is, it's just about people you know. We, next thing we know, we're collabing on a song, which we met a producer. Now we do a lot of tracks, too, with this producer. And, you know, then you meet other producers because, you know, once you start, you know, moving up in the, you know, music industry, like a lot of people want to work with you. And, but, yeah, it's, I mean, it is word of mouth and stuff like that. I mean, performing, that's one thing. And, yeah, social media is one of the biggest things. I mean, no matter what, through YouTube, you know, Twitter, all that, to reach out to people. And, you know, like we said, and, you know, we haven't even released our music on iTunes, and it's been, you know, really beneficial to us, so.
Yeah, I think it's, I think, you know, getting your music is about, I mean, getting your music out there is about spreading it, and it's just different ways, and, you know, iTunes is definitely a help, you know, and I think, we think music videos are huge, so that's why, you know, we shot ours, and, you know, it should be coming out soon, and we're just, you know, finalizing some last stuff, because it's really big, so, you know, we want it to come out and just, you know, come out hard and strong, and everyone, you know, enjoy it. So, yeah. So, you know, we'll see. You know, our fingers are crossed.
Oh well, I wish best of luck to y'all. I love that y'all are giving back to y'all's communities, and especially with education and Zach with protecting the ocean and its wildlife. So
yeah,
marine life.
Thanks, man. It was
thanks,
good to have
man.
You.
Thank
good
you
to have
so
you
much.
On the show. Good to hear from you.
Nice
question.
To hear you.
You too.
So let's jump on to the next caller. I hear we got a few in queue. Let's put the next one on. Hello? Anybody home?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, and do you have a question for these guys?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
Hi, tell me your name and, cool. Dre, you said?
Yes.
And what's your question for these guys?
Oh, well, first I want to say hi to Ryan because he is my best friend.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Hey, I never got my cap back. I never found it.
Oh, my God. You're San Diego girl.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. You really didn't find it?
No, I never found it.
So basically, to all those listening, we had a show in San Diego about two and a half, three weeks ago in Eastlake. And I had a party water. I took off the cap and threw it, and then I ended up handing it to her, and she never found the cap. So now it's kind of my fault.
Hey, that's a great fan story.
It's okay.
Yeah, but that's another one, actually. Here we go.
All right, well,
okay,
thank
really
you for
know
calling.
What to ask you, though. Okay.
Do you have a question?
Good to have you on the show.
Love you, Andrea.
All right.
Hope you heard that.
Let's queue up the next caller, then. We got a few more minutes. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Janice.
Janice?
All right. Yeah, Janice.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Welcome to Deep Sonic. Very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. We are great.
Well, I do have a question. How are your TV shows going, like on Steven Universe?
How is Steven Universe going? We're having a great time. Mm-hmm. We've got a ton of episodes recorded. Maybe triple the amount of the ones that have been shown are in the works right now. So production is going really well, and I'm having a great time doing it. And Steven is always a fun character to play. So production's going good.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you, Seth.
Thank you.
Seriously. And, well, that's very nice of you used to doing your career and keep going. No matter, don't let it stop you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome, Zach.
All right. So I think we have time for one more caller. Let's get them queued up.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. What's your question?
Is it hard balancing school and music at the same time?
Hey, Lauren.
Is that for us?
Yeah.
You got
okay, good. Go ahead, Ray, knock it out, bro.
Okay. So, well, here's the thing. You know, school is always the main priority. You always have to – obviously, we wouldn't be doing this because we have to – in order to be able to perform and be actors as well, our parents keep us, like, we have to have good grades and everything has to be good for us. So, how do you say this? It's grounded. My parents keep us grounded. So, always – it is a little hard to do the same both, but –
Raymond's actually really grounded. We're just grounded like humble. Raymond's like grounded like takes his phone away.
That's why he's up in his room right now.
Yeah, that's
he was trying to
fight
the joke.
You just use that for all of us, basically, Lauren. No, you know, school's important, you know, and without, you know, we have to get work permits signed, and without good grades, you can't get your work permit signed. So, I mean, that'll affect, you know, acting, that'll affect music, and it's just all around important. So, you know, everyone's got to stay in school and realize that, you know, even with, you know, any type of job and, you know, being an actor or being even a performer or whatever, school's important and you got to keep your grades up.
Yeah. Are you guys going to go home school next year?
So.
All right. So, I think we're actually going to have to close the lines now. Thank you for calling, Lauren. And thank you to all our
thank
callers,
you,
all our listeners.
Thank you, Lauren.
And I think that's going to wrap up the show. I really appreciate the Ochoa Boys joining us today, and I hope that you guys all like the Easy Way Broadcasting Facebook page. If you weren't on the show earlier, you can actually go and like that page. We're going to be giving out two tickets to Ochoa, where the Ochoa Boys are performing on May 31st. So once again, thank you, guys. It's been really fun. Everybody have a good night, and by the way, before we go off, this is your official reminder. Sunday is Mother's Day. Don't forget. All right. See you later, guys.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Zach.
Thanks,
Ochoa,
Zach.
Ochoa coming soon. Get ready to get hyped up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the invasion.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the right. You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy. 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 We're going crazy. 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 Crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run to the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist. Pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the scene. Why?
We're going crazy. 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 We're going crazy. 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 Crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was signing for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing. Here's to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We start to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, crazy, crazy.